Nerdrotic.com.
Welcome back to Nerdrotic. My name is Gary Beekler, and I come to you from Nerdrotic.com. And the story behind the cinematic Dark Phoenix saga is much more interesting than the film itself. It keeps making history in all the wrong ways. It looks like it's going to be a bigger bomb than Fan4Stick. Yes, the Fantastic Four movie that came out in 2015, which was an abomination to its own source material, as was the Dark Phoenix, but I will say the Dark Phoenix was a slightly better film, equally forgettable. And the biggest tragedy of all is that they burned through the Dark Phoenix and Phoenix Saga, one of the greatest stories told within the pages of Marvel Comics. And it is Marvel and Disney who share the blame with Fox on why this is such a bomb. From the shill-tastic Screen Rant: Dark Phoenix expected to be a bigger flop than 2015's Fantastic Four. I'm pretty sure this film would have been a stinker anyway, but it has been widely reported that Marvel and Disney did their fair share of meddling because of the similarities it shared with Captain Marvel. Yes, Captain Marvel causing more damage to the MCU. The similarities? Well, they were supposed to use the Skrulls, the suppression of powers. If you look into the Phoenix Saga, there is some similarities with Captain Marvel, but when you try to loosely adapt something as big as the Phoenix Saga, this is probably what you're going to get. I don't think you can adapt this in film. And the only people who could have pulled it off were Kevin Feige in the MCU, maybe of a couple years ago. I'm not sure about the future, but it has been adapted very well within the 90s X-Men animated series. Go ahead and watch it there, or better yet, just read the comic books, because this is a problem that Marvel particularly is going to have in the future. Comic books are serialized storytelling. Marvel doesn't have a bunch of one-off stories like DC does that they can adapt. They have great stories, but they are within continuity and they require time to be built up to have that emotional impact. And you can't do that in a 2-3 hour film, or even over the course of many films in a phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is a story that took years to tell. It spans the entire galaxy. It has psychic wars. It has billions of people getting killed because the Dark Phoenix consumed a star. Dark Phoenix is projected to be a bigger bomb than the 2015 Fantastic Four reboot. Fox's run of X-Men movies came to an underwhelming conclusion earlier this summer. Actually, it didn't, because we still have the New Mutants film. When Dark Phoenix received widely negative reviews and struggled mightily at the box office, the film earned just $33 million domestically in its opening weekend, which was a new all-time low for the franchise. A couple of weeks later, Dark Phoenix was pulled from half its theaters to make room for the Avengers Endgame re-release. Now, am I enjoying a little bit of schadenfreude with Disney right now and Marvel? Yes. Because of the Disney-Fox deal becoming official back in March, Dark Phoenix was always something of a lame duck, you think? The X-Men characters are set to be rebooted within the Marvel Cinematic Universe at an undetermined point in the future, and believe it or not, that's not something I'm looking forward to. Considering what we're seeing from the future of the MCU, but I guess we'll find out in about a week at Comic-Con, which I will be at. More on that later. Still, everyone involved was hoping for the film to be a success and send the series off on a high note. Unfortunately, it didn't just bomb, it actually performed worse than one of Fox's other notorious flops. And at least with this one, proper credit where credit is due. Simon Kinberg was a man. He came out and took responsibility. And I will tell you, Simon Kinberg, I will check out your future films because you've done this. But it's not entirely your fault either. We heard some of your other plans. I've heard from insiders that you had bigger plans. There were better plans for this film that might have worked. I don't know, but listen, I'd rather have you directing than Bryan Singer. According to Forbes, Dark Phoenix is expected to end its run with just $250 million worldwide against a $200 million budget. Based on the multiplier, it fared worse in theaters than Fantastic Four, which earned $167 million globally against a budget of $120 million. Coincidentally, both films were subject to substantial reshoots and story changes before they were completed, and they had problems with the director. director with Fantastic Four, but again, at least the director for Dark Phoenix owned some responsibility. But here comes the Access Media's finest Screen Rant for some flimsy excuses, and of course, we'll also try to blame Alita Battle Angel. Yes, I'm not kidding. All of the X-Men movies predating Dark Phoenix were commercially successful to varying degrees, even the ones not as well received like Apocalypse and Last Stand, but things were working against Dark Phoenix from the jump. It had an unideal release date. Fox moved it to June to acquiesce James Cameron's request to shift Alita Battle Angel to a less competitive window, a film that was much better than Dark Phoenix, a film that was much better than Captain Marvel. Even though the X-Men team felt Dark Phoenix was better suited for an off-season premiere. Listen, you could have released this movie in the middle of January with no competition and you would have gotten the same result. It just sucked. That summer debut meant Dark Phoenix would come out on the heels of Avengers Endgame. That couldn't have helped. The generation's defining cinematic event, which was a bigger juggernaut than even the rosiest optimists expected. I don't know, I thought there was a large portion of the fandom that thought it would have beaten Avatar. That was only beginning to slow down by the time Dark Phoenix rolled around. Additionally, some people theorized Dark Phoenix fared poorly because 2017's Logan was seen by many casual viewers as the proper end to this era of X-Men movies. Something like Dark Phoenix felt inessential and anticlimactic. It actually had nothing to do with any of those reasons and everything to do with this cast not catching on and of course it being a bad film. But James McAvoy is not better than Patrick Stewart. Michael Fassbender is not better than Ian McKellen. Jennifer Lawrence was terrible as Mystique. Rebecca Romijn was better. And Nicholas Hoult was not as good as Kelsey Grammer. He was a very depressing beast. And they really didn't stick with anybody from First Class. It didn't feel cohesive. And it is my belief that Fox was competitive with Disney prior to the sale, and they wanted to beat Disney to the first Marvel female lead, which isn't really true because we know Red Sonja was the first Marvel female character to star in a film. Now, the first Marvel film with the female lead is Elektra. But if you listen to the Access Media and you believe the MCU, you would think it was Captain Marvel. So they wanted to force Sophie Turner into a role, into a position she was not ready for, to beat the MCU to the punch. As indicated above, both of these properties now fall under the MCU umbrella, but it's unknown when they'll be integrated into the franchise. Marvel is currently working on developing Phase 4, projects like Black Widow and the Eternals, as well as sequels to pre-existing series like Black Panther 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It sounds like both X-Men and Fantastic Four are years away, and I'm actually thankful for that. And that might be for the best. Even the most diehard of Marvel fans would probably be in agreement that these two could use some time off from the big screen before they make anticipated returns in the MCU. Fantastic Four had two failed attempts at franchises, and X-Men just ended a mostly popular two-decade run. A little distance couldn't hurt. And it is a rare day that I am in complete agreement with Screen Rant on this one. A minimum of 5 to 10 years before they revisit either the X-Men or Fantastic Four. Maybe longer for the X-Men, because we need to get through the Great Awakening in Hollywood. And how many of you think they're actually going to truly adapt the Fantastic Four properly? How many of you think they're going to look like they did in the Jack Kirby run or the John Byrne run or even the Hickman run? Not likely. So, at least in that sense, the Fantastic Four will in some way, as they always do in the source material, remain sacred, at least before Disney bought Marvel. Now, when it comes to the X-Men, I think they're the most susceptible of a woke version, especially hearing what we're going to get in Marvel Phase 4. And yes, Captain Marvel discouraged me on the MCU. I think if the Fantastic Four were adapted in Phase 2 or Phase 3, we might have gotten a good version of it, even with the X-Men as well. But I think we are past that now. And what I hear for Marvel in the future, again, is very discouraging. Dark Phoenix being a bomb is not that big of a surprise, considering what we know, but it being a bigger bomb than Fanforestick is, and is this a sign of things to come, as Hollywood has completely lost focus and prioritizes identity politics before good storytelling? There are some very sophisticated stories within Marvel Comics that take time to develop, and you need to have very likable, talented people behind it to adapt them properly. You can't rush these things out. they tried to rush Sophie Turner into a starring role before she was ready, possibly trying to beat Marvel to the punch. Then the Fox Disney sale happens, and then more meddling happens. And you see that the MCU has lost their focus as well. So we will find out in about a week. I will be going to San Diego Comic-Con and I will be live streaming every night. Please go to nerdrotic.com for my live stream schedule. And we will find out the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Phase 4. I will hope for the best, but expect the worst. Until then, have a great day and may the free folk sing songs of your greatness.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.